Welcome to Alfie Talk. I'm your host, Alfie Blue. And today's topic is ignorance on the internet and dating apps and hookups. So let's start off the topic with a little story. So today I logged into Badoo to see who messaged me, because, you know, I get a lot of messages because I have some cute pictures up there and some weird ones. And tell me why somebody comes on and send me a message. I can't say names because I don't want to get in trouble and or demonetized. But tell me why somebody comes and they send me a message to saying that ill girls, that I look like an idiot because of my pictures, because I'm not a full transvestite woman. And to that, all I gotta say is, you're ignorant. You're ignorant because nowadays, guys wear makeup to make themselves either feel good or to look nicer. Even stars wear makeup nowadays, and models. But to that, sir, you are ignorant for sitting here messaging me that. And because, you know, just because I wear makeup and I look dumb according to you, you know, I wear makeup just to make myself feel good. I don't really need it, but I do it anyways. And the fact that someone has the audacity to sit here and be ignorant towards me just because I'm not a woman and supposedly I'm trying to be a woman. No, honey, let me tell you guys something. I am myself. I am no one else. I'm not trying to be a transvestite. I'm not going to do the surgery. I am myself. So if I dress in woman's clothes, I dress in man's clothes, I dress in anything I want to. Even shit, I'll dress in a paper bag with some high heels if just to piss people off. But, you know, fashion, makeup is for all ages, all genders. It shouldn't matter who wears the makeup, who wears the clothes. If you can pull it off and you feel good and confident about yourself, then do it. But with that said, let's start the topic. So, as you know, there's some scams going on around on certain stuff. Like Grindr, POF. There's people trying to scam people into giving them their information and their credit card and their numbers. But that's a whole different story. Like, I don't really care because I don't really use POF anymore. I had one, I got deleted, and I don't really care anymore. But so let's go and let's read some messages off of Grindr to show how ignorant these people are that use the thing. Now, I'm not going to say real names, but I will say screen names, guys, so that way no one gets in trouble. So someone with the name Suck Me, you guys, which is kind of stupid, sends me a picture, and he says, basically, let's have sex. Just because I have a picture that is, how would you say, kind of tempting and misleading, doesn't mean I just sleep with anyone. Why? One, because I'm safe. Two, I don't give two shits to sleep with anyone. And three, I'm not a whore. With that said, I stick to that. Let's go on to what else? Let's go on to, let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. Let's pick out the good ones, you guys. You know what? I'm going to go on social media too. Let's take to Instagram, people, and see what we got here. Do I have anything negative on? Nope. But you know, I don't have anything negative on my we'll see. Let's go to Meet Me and read that message from this ignorant person. Let's go to chat. So Mr. Daniel writes, "Gross, you look like a fucking idiot. No balls to live as a girl. Fags who wish they female." That's my asshole. Well, to that Mr. Daniel, I say, you're ignorant, you're immature, and ain't nobody gonna like you. If you're in the closet and you're not comfortable with yourself, then to that I say, go play with yourself somewhere, because you're ignorant. Let's go to Mr. Seth. If you send me poetry that is weird, I will tell you flat out that you are creepy and you are weird. So Mr. Seth sends me posters of poetry saying, "Roses are red, violets are blue, let me get to know you." And to him I wrote, "Roses are red, I think you're weird, stop sending that cheesy poetry here." To which he replies, "Weird? Yeah, what the fuck is that about? Just be nice, fucking bitch." To which I replied, "I know, but that's just me." Anyways, guys, if you get mad because you're too cheesy for me, I'm gonna be honest and tell you, I think that's creepy. Let's scrolling and see what other people say. And to that, I handled it with sarcasm and not getting too flying. But honestly, I'm a caring person and like, I really like people. But if you're ignorant, you send nude photos of your private parts and are so ignorant, it just makes me think less of you, because I really don't need to see that, and I don't need to see anything else, because it just shows that you will send them to anybody, hunty, and I don't got time for that, honestly, because I'm a very busy person, and I got to life, and if you ask me for the books, I will send you the pics you asked for, but the fact that they might not be really the pics you asked for, so the fact that people can be so ignorant nowadays on social media proves that, you know, or even in person, like the other day last week I worked at a convention, and it was a Catholic convention, and the fact that people are gay shouldn't be discriminated, but that's a whole different story. That's next week's topic. But yeah, for those of you who know me, I'm Alfie Blue, and this was Alfie Talks, and we're going to get into more topics, and I'll try to post some podcasts to make them longer, but let me do my research. And tomorrow's topic, well, technically the second topic for today, is mental health and how to cooperate with it and cope with it. Once again, my name is Alfie Blue, and this is Alfie Talks. Also, feel free to call in, chime in, and give me some just suggestions for topics you guys want to hear. If you don't already follow me on Snapchat at AlfieBlue11. Also, my Instagram is the same. It's AlfieBlue11. And the only thing that it's not the same is my Twitter. And that's that's ElijahBlue12. So feel free to message me on those sites. And topics you want to hear. And I'll let you go. Thank you for listening to Alfie Talk. I'm your host, Alfie Blue, and now I'm signing off.